I'm an ex-Mormon, and I'm going to talk about some of the thoughts and feelings I had going through a Mormon temple endowment ceremony for the first time. I am going to show some pictures. I'm going to talk about it. So if that offends you or you don't want to see it, just scroll past. The first thing was wearing these underwear for the first time. I knew my whole life that eventually I was going to be wearing these underwear because my parents did, their parents did, like everybody wore this. Common knowledge, this is the underwear you wear after you go through the Mormon temple endowment ceremony. So I knew it was coming. I wasn't prepared for how awful it would feel. They were uncomfortable, they were staticky, they were not appealing in any way. I couldn't imagine. I was about to be married, mind you, so I couldn't imagine that I was gonna go roll in the hay with my husband and we'd have to get to this layer. I wasn't into it. Then after I got dressed, I was taken to a room that looked somewhat like this, very sterile. The men go to one side of the room, women go to the other. There was like an aisle, and so I could see my husband across from me, and I was sitting next to my mom and my grandma. Out of all of my family members that were there, I was the only one going through for the first time because my husband had been on a mission. He'd already done all of this. And everybody kept giving me these looks like reassuring, like, it's okay. Everything's fine. This is good, right? Yeah, okay. And I kept being like, yep, okay, we're doing this. I remember them asking before it really got started if we felt like we weren't ready for this, we weren't ready to make these covenants and promises, that we could leave. And basically like, let us know now before we start if you want to leave. And I didn't even consider it really, because here I was with my family. I had to do this in order to go forward with my marriage. I had to see this through. But I didn't really know everything that was coming yet because they hadn't prepared me for it. And I remember thinking that in the back of my head being like, I don't know. I obviously can't leave. Here I am with my grandma. She would be so disappointed. Like, I can't walk out now. So let's do it. Everybody ends up being dressed like this. Really wasn't prepared for that. But even more so, more than the clothing, for me, it was the handshakes. They started teaching about the handshakes that were required to make it into heaven. The secret handshakes to make it into heaven. This felt really off to me, because why? It was like if a 9-year-old had invented a religion and you had to know the secret handshakes to go to heaven. Also, there was a movie playing. It was a long movie. About Adam and Eve. I was hoping that I was gonna learn something like really interesting and new and special that would like blow my mind, and like I'd be like, yes, like this makes sense. The church is definitely true. But it was a movie about stuff that I already knew, and it was a really long movie, and I was like, they're playing a movie? The temple ceremony is a movie? But I just kept doing all the things. I put on the clothes in the order that they told me to. I veiled my face like women are supposed to do. I moved the clothes from one side to the other like they asked us to. I learned the handshakes. And then we got to this part. Everybody putting their arms in the air and chanting, "Oh God, hear the words of my mouth." In a monotone voice, just like that, 3 times. For some reason, all the rest of it, the clothes, the handshakes, the movie, this is what made me for the first time in my life think, this feels like I'm in a cult. I had never thought that in my entire life, but that, the chanting, for some reason, and it just did it for me. I was really freaked out by that. But of course, I had the immediate thought, that is Satan trying to get in my mind. Satan isn't supposed to be able to get in this sacred place. We're in the temple. How is this happening? Get thee hence, Satan, and God, please do not smite me. I know I'm not in a cult. I know I'm not in a cult. This is just Satan trying to get in my mind. It was really scary. But we finish up with all of this. I've learned the handshakes. We finished the movie, and it's time to go through the veil, which is like a cloth, into the next room, which represents the celestial kingdom or the highest level of heaven. So I go over there. I say the passwords. I say the secret handshakes, and they lead me into a room like this, the celestial room. Mine was similar to this, but mine was more white, not as much colored furniture, uncomfortable chairs and seating. I assume because they don't want people falling asleep in there. And you're just sort of supposed to go in here and like reflect and feel the spirit. It felt very sterile, uncomfortable. I'm looking at all my family members dressed head to toe in these clothes, myself dressed head to toe in these clothes, trying to process what had just happened and why on earth it had to be a secret. Because I think I would have had a better time if I had known what was coming. I stayed in the church for another 5 or 6 years after that. I was able to like reconcile it and be like, okay, that was weird, but the church is true. And I stayed, and I truly believed that it was the only true church in the world, until I found out that it wasn't. And then I, you know, have a whole new perspective looking back on going through the temple. But I'm glad I never have to do it again, I'll tell you that.